This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. This is Gerald Celente. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And InfoWars, we're in a very, very, very dangerous state right now. This is unprecedented in world history. You know, when the COVID war broke out, we were the first to call it what it is. You go back to our January 28th, 2020 Trends Journal cover, and it read, coronavirus, 106 dead in China. The next line was 1.4 billion still alive. You know, what do you tell me 106 people died in a place where about 1.5 million people die every year from air pollution? That's why they wear these masks. And the whole world changed like that. Italy became the first Western nation to lock down. And then one after another. And then 2 months ago, we warned about COVID War 2.0. The Delta variant is going to get you. While all this was going on, by the way, going back to 2000, January, people kept saying, oh, they're doing this to get rid of Trump. And we kept saying, no, it's bigger than Trump. It's not about Trump. No, they're doing it to get rid of Trump. Listen, get it out of your head. It has nothing to do with Trump. They wouldn't believe us. But we didn't change. Now look what's happened. Last week in France, they announced no vaccine, can't go to a restaurant, can't go to a concert. And it's happening everywhere. There's a place over here called the Senate House. I used to go there, listen to jazz. It's right around the block next to the Senate. It's called the Senate Garage, next to the Senate House. The Senate House is the oldest building in America open to the public. You can't go there unless you have proof of two vaccines. And they just showed you what little Warren Wilhelm. Yeah, Warren Wilhelm. That's that slimy piece of arrogant crap's real name. It's not Bill de Blasio. Lying SOB. Your name is Warren Wilhelm. You changed it so you get the Italian votes in New York. And of course, they're stupid everywhere, whether they're, and I could go on about the Italians, I'm ashamed of them. Yeah, look at them. Fauci, Cuomo, Draghi over there in Italy, and the people bring them in. So again, it has nothing to do with it. But you go back and you see what's going on. And you see what's happening. They're forcing everybody to get vaccinated. Kids can't go back to college without getting vaccinated. There's a group over here in New York that's fighting back. And they're suing the colleges. Suppose a kid went to college, he got 3 years of college, got all his student loan debt. Doesn't want to get a vaccination. Now you can't finish school. It's one after another. And it's in country after country. And that's what people have to get in their minds. It's not about Trump. It's not about America. It's about the world. But there's one thing that's going on in America. Where is the fight for freedom? Why aren't the people taking to the streets? Remember, do what you can to keep InfoWars alive and thriving. because freedom of speech is going to be, it's lost and it's going to get worse. And we're going to be right back.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to set fast. They fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin your ride with God right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great being on The Alex Jones Show.
This town.
And as I said, you have to do everything you can to fight. And I'm not talking about a physical fight in the sense of, you know, violence. I'm talking about a fight for freedom. And these slimy little low-life politicians, they're saying that you get freedom with a vaccination. That's how demented this is. You know, last week I talked about this, these are curse words, calling people premiers. The woman that's the premier of New South Wales, Gladys Bin Jerkin, something like that. She got caught by way of having an affair with a married man. That cat must have been desperate, man. You look at this faccia brutta. Holy Christ. Anyway. And now she's giving orders. New South Wales reported another 141 cases on Sunday, including two deaths, including a woman in her 30s who had no pre-existing condition, so they say. She goes on to say, if anybody thinks this is a disease just affecting older people, please think again. So if you said this to me person to person, I said, how about you thinking again? Who are you talking to? Hey, I'm the premier. Calm down. Those are curse words. Calling these pieces of garbage scum craps presidents, premiers, prime ministers, chancellors. You're a public servant, so get your arrogant crap out of your head. Because maybe you're too damn stupid or arrogant or ignorant or just a damn liar. Been jerking maybe off anywhere you want to look at the facts. Here are some facts from last week's Trends Journal. As we pointed out in previous issues, now in Australia, there are 25 million people. 25 million people in 1 year, 7 months, 918 people died allegedly of the virus. And that fat mouth, Gladys Bin Jerkin, off over there in Australia, saying that if anybody thinks this is a disease just affecting older people, please think again. Oh, you got one person under 30, that 30 years old died? Out of how many people live in New South Wales? about 6 million, 6.8 million, something like that. Here you go. We've pointed out this is when 911 recorded deaths. Only 55 of the 911, now it's 918, were under 70 years old. Now remember, 918 deaths. You ready? 700 of them out of 918 are over 80 years old. And you're shooting this crap out of your mouth, Benjerkin, off over there in Australia. And they're locking down the place. So what happened yesterday? Over the weekend. Demonstrations. What happened in Ireland? Demonstrations. And going back to Australia, and again, we're writing about it in this New Trends Journal, more lockdown unrest down under. And, that Benjerkin, that Gladys Benjerkin, yeah, she expressed her utter disgust at the illegal protests whose selfish actions have compromised the safety of all of us. Look what's going on. They are robbing us of our freedom, unprecedented around the world. Italy, Draghi, the bankster bandit that used to run the European Central Bank, worked for the World Bank, the Bank of Italy, that Draghi, who the clowns that were going to pull Italy out of the Euro and Eurozone, the five-star movement, and the League, brought in as prime minister. No vax, can't go to a restaurant in Italy. Got to eat outside. They're making this stuff up. The vax wars is one of our covers of the Trends Journal back in February. I've been warning about a vax war now for over a year. Protests in France, protests in England, protests in Ireland, protests in Australia. Nada in America. Zip. Zero. Tiny, if anything. Look at the COVID cops. Look at these tough little pieces of scum. Look at them. Look at them. Freedom, it's gone. I'm fighting for freedom. InfoWars, fighting for freedom. But here's the story, and everybody get this in your head. And if you don't get it in your head, I don't want to hear it back from you. We all have to unite under one umbrella. I'm tired of these people. Oh, you got to start local. Grow the hell up. You take it down from the top. I'm a close combat guy. If there's a couple of guys coming after me, and I take out the top guy. And the rest fall. The followers fall. One umbrella. There was a thing called the American Revolution. Where did they come from? Hell, Virginia, Maryland. Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New York. 13. Look at them. You don't see this in America. They all got together. Declaration of Independence. A Constitution, a Bill of Rights. They joined together under one umbrella. We need a universal umbrella of freedom, peace, and justice. This just has just started. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about the economy, because this thing's going to bring down the economy. Oh, it's tourist season over there in Europe, huh? Oh, New York. Tourism in New York City. Oh, you need it there. Yeah. Ain't happening. Not happening. No, they just passed more laws in America. Look at police. Look at these clowns. These are good guys. They're not fighting. In America, we got great police over here in Kingston, too. They're men and women, not boys and girls. COVID cops. And you see what they're doing in Australia. They got people ratting everybody out. Who was there? Who was there? Who was there? And they're giving out hundreds of fines and locking people up. And you got that Gladys Benjerkin off over there in Australia calling this illegal. I'm telling you, this thing is going down hard. And we have to unite to fight. And you do it by supporting InfoWars. Because if we don't unite, we're finished. We're finished. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. My heart's broken. I'm so sad. But we could win. And we will.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I said, my heart's broken. Hey, I got to tell you, it's dead up here in Kingston. 9 o'clock at night, it's dead. You can get a parking space out here during the day. Everybody complained, we need parking garages, no parking. You park anywhere you want now. People are freaking out again. They got their masks back on. You know, I'm in Mascadona over here, boy. I'll tell you, everybody. I mean, this is liberal, libtardland. They're not liberals. Liberals are open-minded people. I'm in Woodstock the other night, 9:30 at night. Yeah. Place is dead. There was a couple of bars that were open up. A little going on. Nothing going on. My buddy Smokey Hormel plays down in Brooklyn. You know what time they finish playing? 10:30 at night. That's when you used to begin playing. Anyway, it's going to get much worse. Before we're talking about what's going on in New York. This is what we wrote back in... Yeah, look, dead. Dead. There's action during the day. A little bit. At night, dead. The office occupancy rate in New York? Office occupancy rate. 22%. Even in places like Dallas, where it's one of the higher ones, it's only around, you know, 50%. So all the businesses that rely on commuters, it's not going to come back. If it comes back, you're lucky to come back at 70, 80%. So you lost 20% and you have all those commercial buildings. Again, we're writing about this, have been writing about it. I had forecast there's going to be a bust in the commercial real estate sector market, and now it's getting worse. Here's what we wrote in the Trends Journal back, you ready? December 2020. That's not right. Just 2021. No, it has to be 2020, yeah. That New York, that's right, December 2020, reported the New York legislators are calling for mandatory vaccine station statewide. Vaccine could be made mandatory in New York State. That was just when the COVID war began. Began in January 2020, and this is December. And now that Warren Wilhelm, the lying little freak who changed his name to de Blasio, is ordering the city's workers to get the jab. He said today, the Delta variant has thrown us a curveball and expanded the city's vaccination or test mandate to cover the entire city workforce. Look at that. Look at that piece of garbage. How could people look up to this scum? This arrogant little nothing of a clown in a country, a city, and a state near you. Again, look at that been jerking over there with a mask last week we had on there. Look at Macron, a little garçon, a little nothing of a boy in France. This little clown did terrible in the elections they just had 3 weeks ago. His party did crap because that's all he is a piece of crap. And what does he do? No vaccine, no freedom. No vaccine, no freedom. Can't go to that Eiffel Tower. No, no, no. Unless you show your vaccine passport. This is getting worse. It's going to get worse. If you think it's bad now, you wait till the winter. Oh, yeah. That Delta variant will be back. That Delta variant will be back. Look at this little piece of garbage. Look at that little piece of rotten crap. In a country near you. Again, nothing to do with Trump. So, today, we just heard a report come out too, where 56 health-related associations are telling people to get the shot. Yeah, they don't put the Operation Warp Speed shot that has not gene therapy shot that has not been approved by the FDA. Why would I take an Operation Warp Speed gene therapy shot that has not been approved by the FDA? Oh, and now you're seeing, by the way, in out of Israel, and this isn't a conspiracy theory, what is the effectiveness of the shots showing? There you go. AMA and 56 other groups back mandatory COVID vax. Yep. Get this in your head, everybody. They're drug dealers. Morons and imbeciles and brainwashed little boys and girls that go to school and believe the garbage they're shoving down your throat, call them Big Pharma. They're drug lords. Capisce? And they'll do anything. Anything. To sell you drugs and make money. Hey, how about that Johnson and Johnson, huh? Yeah, they just had to pay for that opiate deal. Hey, you want to use that talcum powder? Yeah. Yeah, die on that one. All right? They're drug dealers. And all the politicians are sellouts, so 99% of them. Hey, all you Repulsivekins out there. Oh, the Repulsivekins are better than the Democrats. Hey, DeSantis just sold out. Yeah, $26 billion in opiate settlements, nothing. And you know who got a load of the dough? The lawyers. And going back, DeSantis just sold out, telling people to get vaccinated. You're all you DeSantis lovers, one after another, telling people to go get the shot. Money talks and BS walks. Morons and imbeciles call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. And that's what they're doing. Yep, there you go. DeSantis accused of taking bribe. What did I say before that even came up? I was in the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I used to run political campaigns. I know what it looks like. I've been there. Freedom. We must unite and fight for it. And support InfoWars. We'll be right back.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. I want to talk a little bit about the economy, because the Biden bounce is over, and the Delta variant, as we call it, COVID War 2.0, is what's gonna, it's stopped. Sales of newly built homes dropped in June to the lowest level since the early days of the coronavirus pandemic in April 2020, according to data released by the U.S. Census Bureau, today, sales of new single-family homes fell 6.6% below May's rate and 19.4% below June 2020 level. Analysts were expecting home sales to increase by 3.4%. The people that are buying homes are people with money. If you don't have money, you can't afford a home. You're looking at the average price of a home now. It's up about $350,000 for the average price of a home. You're working in Walmarts. You're working in Amazon. You're working at Target. You're working at Kohl. You're working at Home Depot. You're working at Lowe's. You're working at Staples. You're working for the multinationals that control our lives. You can afford a house. So what's going on, the big companies like the Blackstones and others, and we're writing about this, they're buying up single-family homes all over the place. And they're renting them out because people can't afford to buy. So now I'm going back to this, what's going on now in this market and where things are going to be going economically. The European Central Bank came out last week and said they're going to keep the negative interest rates going and keep buying corporate junk bonds like they do in America and other bonds. In America, they're buying $120 billion worth of bonds and corporate bonds. That's not capitalism. That's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate power. The ECB is doing it, the European Central Bank. They're announcing they're going to keep buying the stuff up, and they're going to also keep interest rates low because they know there's not going to be an economic rebound. Only the rich will keep getting richer because they're borrowing money for nothing. You have the bankster clan. Where do they borrow money at? The Citigroups. 0.35%. And then you got their credit card. What do they charge you? On interest. What, up to 27%? And you could thank little Jimmy Carter. He ate a peanut farmer. Yeah, with cojones probably the size of a pea. He's the one that began selling us out big time. Big time. Yeah. He's the one that started changing the usury laws. He's the one that started allowing interstate banking. There was no such thing. Bank of America was in California. It wasn't everywhere. Change the usury laws. You couldn't recharge that kind of an interest before. So the bigs love this cheap money. We, the little people of Slavelandia, what do we do with our money? Where do we put it when we need to put it in a savings account? They don't exist anymore. You won't get any interest. I had money in a bank over here. I pulled it out and put it somewhere else. They asked me, why am I taking the money out? I said, why should I leave it here? You're not paying me anything. But yet you loan it out and you get all this interest on it when you loan it back to me? Or a mortgage or anything else? So now where's this going? They're going to keep money cheap as they can to keep artificially propping this up. And inflation is real. It's real and big time. Oh, Salenti, you know, the price of lumber was up 300%, but it came way down. Yeah, yeah. Came down, you're right, way down. But it's still 75% above where it was back in 2019. You got it? It cost, on average, $26,000 more to build a new home. This is going to be terrible. The bigs are going to get bigger. Yeah. And the rich are going to get richer. You think I gave a damn that that Bezos clown took a trip up in the rocket ship? But what do I care? Oh, and what did he do? He gave prostitutes to CNN $100 million each to two guys. $100 million. You know what that's like? That's like me leaving a nice tip. That's the kind of money he has. And what is he doing for society? Nothing of any importance other than destroying so many businesses. You know, people forget Amazon was losing money for tens of years. It was all a scam until they put everybody out, then they got up there. If we don't unite, we're finished. And where you are uniting. I'm going to be a keynote speaker, by the way, at Ron Paul's conference. We're at war on in D.C., Washington, D.C., on September 4th. Along with RFK Jr. and Judge Napolitano. So make sure you sign up. Oh, also, I'm going to be in Phoenix on August 19th, Phoenix, Arizona, at Max Keiser's Bitcoin conference there. Oh boy, Bitcoin really took a bounce up today, didn't it? Woof. Getting back near that breakout point on the high end where we said we gave the low end and the high end. It didn't hit the low end, and it's that close to the high end. And Max Keiser was the first cat out there, man. One of the first. The first that I know that really called this. He called it long before I did. So Max Keiser in D.C., check it out. On August 19th, and Ron Paul, we're at war, Washington, D.C., and you better get your tickets now because that's going to sell out. And we need your support. We have to unite for freedom, peace, and justice. I didn't make this up. United we stand, divided we fall. We must unite. And the COVID war can unite us. The freedom, peace, and justice brings in anti-vaxxers from the left to the right and everything in between. Anti-vaxxers that don't want an Operation Warp Speed gene therapy unapproved by FDA injected into them. People that want the freedom to be who they want to be. Hey, if you got the vaccination, you're safe. Leave me alone. Want to wear a mask? Knock yourself out. And again, InfoWars. It's part of that umbrella of freedom, peace, and justice. We'll be right back.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Had a few, but then again.
Hello, hello, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I said, united we stand, divided we fall. And how do we unite? Well, one of the ways is you support each other. And it's not like, you know, you're doing it for nothing, because what you spend, you get back many, many times over. And one of the ways to do it is with their all-new InfoWars store sale that gives you great, great value for every penny that you spent. And, you know, they've had to end their super sale. They've been running for the last few weeks. But InfoWars is proud to announce a series of new sales along with brand-new items from InfoWars Life. So act fast and get these deals before they're gone. And you've seen them come and go before. They got the hair and beard support formula. You got an introductory price, $24.95. Greens fiber capsules, total amino acid supercharger. They got an introductory price, $19.95. Winter sun, 50% off, and you want that winter sun. They have the knockout sleep support, 50% off. Down and out liquid sleep support, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, one after another. InfoWars privacy pouches, super male and super female vitality, 50% off. And that's one of my favorites, that super male vitality. Keeps me that super male going. The water filtration systems,
The crap that they've thrown into the water, the chemicals. Are you worried about the COVID killing you? How about getting one of those water filters they have there? They're terrific. And they're 10% off on their all water filtration systems and filters. All storable food supplies, 10% off. So visit InfoWarsStores.com. Get these best-selling items up to 50% off before they run out of stock, and avoid missing out on these massive savings. And remember, your purchases of these products is a 360 win. You get super high quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level, and the next level is where we need to go. Again, we must unite. And again, the Trends Journal is no other magazine like it in the world. Nothing comes close to it. What's going on, what it means, what's next, and what to do. And again, think for yourself. We give you the trend forecast, trends analysis, and it's up to you to do what you want to do. But we give you trend opportunities in there to survive and thrive in these perilous times. And give you the information to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper. And we're talking before about the where the equity markets are going, what to do, what do you invest in, where are you going to go? And as I said, commercial real estate, it's going to take a big hit. And inflation. You had that guy, the bankster, come out, that Jerome Powell, and saying it was only temporary. And now they say, well, it's not so temporary. Now, how about this? Kimberly Clark sales fall. You know why? Costs increase. Well, that's only from the Wall Street Journal. You mean inflation. How about Unilever warns of price rises accelerating and bringing down their stock, causing you to buy more. Buy more, get less. And that's another one. Not only inflation, shrinkflation. They're making the packages smaller, giving you less of what you paid for, but charging you the same. How about commodity prices are risk for EV battery? How about Western forest fires lift lumber prices? And Russia raises interest rates to 6.5%. You know why? Not a conspiracy theory. From the Financial Times. To fight inflation. Huh. You like that cup of coffee? Chill in Brazil's coffee growing region pushes Arabica the highest levels since 2014. Ah, and 2014, that's Russia raised their interest rates to that high. And now you're seeing coffee prices go up. The highest levels since 2014. Thermal coal prices surge as China drives rebound. I'm mentioning this for two reasons. Coal prices are going way up. And you talk about climate change and how they're going to go, you know, alternative energy. No, they're not. Not for a long time. Your emerging markets are going to keep burning coal. You know why? It's a lot cheaper. And it's the bottom line. Good, bad, right or wrong? We don't decide that. Think for yourself. But that's the reality. But people won't say what I'm saying. And it's a fact. Your emerging markets are going coal. Investors bet on electric vehicle boost, lithium miners, and battery makers. In other words, cost more money. Ah, want to keep going? How about this one? Tin prices hit record. Wall Street Journal. You see where this is going. And again, the big one to start watching is what's going to happen with commercial real estate sector. You're going to have less commuters. It's been overbuilt already. And now you're going to have less business travel for two reasons. Number one, you can Zoom your meetings and you don't have to
spend all that dough sending somebody across the country or around the world. Number two, the vax restriction. Then you go back to commercial real estate. Say you got 8 floors of a building in a downtown area. You're a law firm or whatever. And now, people have been working from home. Again, New York City, San Francisco, you got like a 20-22% office occupancy rate. In the entire nation, I believe it's only around 30-something percent. So now you've been getting away with this all these years, over a year. Man, I could cut way back on my rental properties. Why should I take 6 floors when I only need 2? Oh, I could save $12 million a year. Yeah, work from home. Yeah, I'll get a little less than them. So what? Look at all the money I'm saving on the other end. Now, you know who's forcing the workers to go back in New York? That's right. Goldman Sachs gang. JP Morgan Chase. Morgan Stanley. The big hedge funds. You know why? Well, the banks are holding the loans from these big companies. So they want to pretend like everything's going to be back to normal. And again, they're looking for Labor Day for all this to change. After Labor Day, it ain't going to change. Number two, they're heavily invested in the markets. So they want to BS people to make them think they're coming back. They're not coming back. Again, we're not telling you what to do. But you can see where it's going. And again, the motto of the magazine, the Trends Journal, is think for yourself. They're going to keep interest rates low, even though inflation is going up. They raised them in Russia. They're not raising them in the United States. How come? Because the banksters are in charge. You got 4 groups running our lives. The military-industrial complex, don't believe me, ask Dwight D. Eisenhower. January 17th, 1961, his farewell address, warning that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius, the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Number two, the banksters. Too big to fail. Federal Reserve, not federal. You got the J.P. Morgan Chases, they own the gang. And in the banks, all the big banksters. Number three, the drug lords. The people call Big Pharma. And number four, high tech. Freedom? Gone. Unless we fight for freedom to bring it back. But buy those products that I just talked about for InfoWars. They're great. And you're supporting. It's a 360 win. Same with the Trends Journal and OccupyPeace.com. The more people we have, better our chances of winning. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women, said Samuel Adams. And you're tuned in to that irate, tireless minority. And we'll see you when we tune in again next week, same time at InfoWars. Thank you for having me. Ciao.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.